This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration to make you simply happy. It's Wow Wednesday, and I'm going to share a story that will give you the courage to act on your premonitions. The story is called Saving Reese, and it was published last year in Chicken Soup for the Soul Dreams and Premonitions, which is a book I know I talk about all the time, but it's for a reason. There happen to be a lot of stories in there that I really like. So in this story, our heroine, Cheryl, heard her daughter shouting, "Uncle Reese is dead! Uncle Reese is dead!" And then Cheryl woke up and saw that it was 6 a.m. and her alarm clock had just gone off and it was playing some random song. And Cheryl couldn't understand why she would have imagined her brother dying. So she shrugged it off and she went to work. But then the next morning it happened again. Cheryl heard her daughter yelling, "Uncle Reese is dead! Uncle Reese is dead!" She woke up in a panic this time, and the alarm clock hadn't even gone off. Cheryl had a vision of her brother lying in a black void with red on his chest. She assumed that the red was blood. And she said it didn't feel like a dream, it really felt real. She felt an urgent need to call her brother, but would he think she was crazy? She decided not to call him because she didn't want him to think she was silly. But then she thought, no, if anything happens and I didn't warn him, I would never forgive myself. So she called him at work. She was pretty upset, and she told him about her dream or vision or premonition or whatever it was. Cheryl knew that her brother was always trying to be the hero at work. He was the head of the produce department at a supermarket, and he was the guy who was always catching shoplifters. And sometimes he had close calls with the people he caught. Cheryl viewed her brother as a kind of stuntman or police officer, way more than the head of the produce department at a supermarket. And she worried about all these undue risks that he was taking. She told him not to be a hero and to think of his wife and three daughters before he did anything rash the next time he tried to stop a crime in the store. But she spent the rest of the day worrying about him. That image in her dream had been so real and so frightening, with him lying there with blood on his chest. Cheryl finally called him that evening to make sure that he was okay. But he didn't want to talk, which was weird. Cheryl pressed him, "Why don't you want to talk? Had something happened?" And then Reese, reluctantly, told her. He had heard a commotion that day at the front of the store, and he had quickly started off in the direction of the noise, but then he remembered Cheryl's phone call and her warning. And so he stopped himself. He stopped rushing toward the commotion, and he cautiously continued until he could peer out and see the checkout counter. And there he saw a man with something shiny in his hand. Now, the witnesses who were closer to the checkout later said that that shiny object was a gun. The man was holding that gun, and he was shouting at a terrified clerk to open the cash register. Reese didn't go forward. Instead, he ran to the dock area at the back of the store where he saw a car waiting. He stayed out of sight. He saw the robber run to the car, jump in the car, and take off. Reese was in shock that his sister's dream had protected him from rushing forward right into the danger, because that is what he would have done. His first inclination would absolutely have been to run to the cash register and confront the man who was holding the gun. But his sister's phone call and her warning to not be a hero kept him safe. He ended up believing that Cheryl's warning had saved his life. It's hard to explain stories like this. They could just be coincidences. After all, there are billions of people on Earth and they have billions of dreams. And there are bound to be some crazy dreams that turn out to be accurate premonitions of something that happens. But let's say that Cheryl coincidentally had that dream the day her brother's store was going to be robbed. It was still worth passing it on to her brother, coincidence or not. Because the end result was that a sister's dream saved a brother's life. Okay, tomorrow is Thoughtful Thursday, and we'll be going in a completely different direction. I'm going to tell you a very easy way to let your children think they're in control, even while you're actually holding the reins. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. And please share it with your friends and family. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions, please go to our website, chickensoup.com. And please go to your favorite social media platform and check out #SimplyHappyProject for a different easy tip on how to be happier every single day this month.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.